It's 52 minutes after the hour, and taking your calls at 888-887-3837. That's 888-88-PETER, and we're coming to you from the Marina Inn on Grand Dunes in Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. You know, when we were talking to our last guest, Ann Wilson, who's the interpretive ranger at Myrtle Beach State Park, she's been here 14 years. My next guest has been here just a little longer than 14 years. In fact, he hitchhiked here when he was 13 years old with about, what, $2.71 between you and your friend?
That's
right. Well, let me introduce you first. You can't just jump in there, Jack. I got to tell you who you are. It's Jack Thompson. If you want to know about history of Myrtle Beach, he's the man you come to because he's not only seen it, he's photographed it. And, Jack, when I talk to people about Myrtle Beach, their first impression, of course, is a sort of stereotypical image of spring breakers, bad timeshares, and miniature golf. Now, that's, you know, a lot of people think about that when they think about Myrtle Beach. Obviously, there's a lot more to it than that. I mean, just hearing about the parks in this area is pretty cool. But you've had a whole change, a paradigm shift, if you will, from the old days of the bad timeshares. And you remember those. Come on.
Yes, that was a passing incident.
Yeah, but we remembered it.
A brief incident.
Yes. Yeah. But it's sort of things have turned around. I mean, even this hotel is a relatively new development, and Myrtle Beach has gone a little more upscale.
Absolutely. This hotel is like splendor on the waterway.
That was as bad as paradise in my last guest. Now, we got to work out these language things.
I have a story about paradise I'd like to pass along.
Okay.
Later on.
No, we don't have later on. Do it now.
Myrtle Beach, in the turn of the century, was relatively a very primitive woodland. The beach was full of sand spurs. There were hardly any natives. The Indians had left. The timber farmers from over in Conway, which is 15 miles west, decided that all that longleaf pine timber would be good for shipbuilding. So they worked their way through the heavy, dense forest to cut trees and take them back into Conway, the county seat, to build ships to travel up and down the Waccamaw River, which incidentally was the only way to get into Oree County and the coast. Much to their surprise, after a while...
And by the way, Oree County is where we are right now.
Oree County, we are here.
H-O-R-R-Y, not to be mispronounced.
Not to be mispronounced.
I'm just helping you out here. Go ahead.
All right. Much to their surprise, after a few years back at the turn of the century, they discovered the seashore and built a railroad to bring the Oree County residents in to enjoy the oceanfront. And along about 1924, a group of textile millionaires came down to the beach and saw what the oceanfront had to offer and immediately held a meeting with the old timber farmers and purchased Myrtle Beach, 12 miles of oceanfront.
For $8.95.
Something like that.
Yeah, right.
And immediately drew plans to build a magnificent hotel, which was regarded as the finest hotel between New York and Miami, the Ocean Forest Hotel. And as soon as they opened the doors in 1930, Black Friday, the stock market crashed.
Whoops. So timing was everything in Myrtle Beach.
Timing is everything. And the landowners who had sold the property to the Woodside brothers saw fit to reclaim the land and the amenities, which amounted to about $12 million in 1930.
That's a lot of money.
And, however, those landowners are still stewards of the land today.
And you can still see most of that stuff.
You can still see most of that. That's
correct. And I should tell people that if you come down here, and not just in this hotel, but in many other places, your photographs are everywhere. I mean, you are well known in these parts in Oree County. Just walking down the hall here in the hotel, I see some great old photographs of the pier and the fishing areas here. I mean, I'm a big buff of history, and I know you are. So, you know, when you come down here, you got to look for Jack. You got to look for Jack, because he'll tell you everything.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
Am I right?
Yes.
Now, wait a minute. But you're about to tell me the paradise story. Can you do it in 30 seconds?
Yes, I can.
Okay, go.
Myrtle Beach sort of cruised along with the beach parties and conventions until about 1992. Myrtle Beach was relatively unheard of outside of South Carolina, when a big-time developer came in and met with the landowners and decided they would build Broadway at the beach. At the press conference he held in a major shopping center we had here, he said over CNN, another network.
It's okay. You got 15 seconds. Can you do it?
All right. That Myrtle Beach was America's best-kept secret. And with that, briefcases packed all over America, and the franchise people came, and Myrtle Beach was born.
Da-da, you did it.
The new Myrtle Beach.
Of course. Well, Jack Thompson, I really appreciate the fact that you came down to see me today. I really appreciate it. And happy Labor Day weekend to you. And if you come down to Myrtle Beach, look for Jack's photographs, because you know what? You know, if you don't understand history, you can't appreciate the present. That time means you're out of time. That music means we're out of time for our first hour. For those stations leaving us, have a great rest of your Labor Day weekend. And for those stations sticking around, we got a whole lot more coming from Myrtle Beach, otherwise known as Jack Thompson's Paradise. We'll be back with more of Peter Greenberg Worldwide right after these messages.